morning, people of God.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Grateful.
That's awesome. Just awesome. And a really exciting day today as we kick off our educational time here this Sunday, Rally Sunday. And we also are kicking off our beginning, our theme for this fall is You Matter Here. Now, you may be one of the lucky ones to be able to put one of these in your lawn, on your lawn. A You Matter Here lawn yard. Just, you may be one of the lucky few. We'll be talking about that a little more in a minute. I just wanted to do that. You Matter Here is our theme throughout this whole time. And I want you to be really thinking about what it means for you to know that you matter here, and that how you look at other people who are sitting here and those who are not here, how they matter to you, and the importance of all of that coming together. I hope that will be one of the things that becomes clear as we go into each of these weeks. I'm going to call on Joe here just for a second. Here, Joe has to come up to me and ask you if she can speak first for a moment this morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I thought and thought all week about what I can say. I went to Josie last week and I asked her who I'm going to be teaching Sunday school with, because I volunteered to teach Sunday school. And unfortunately, it's just Joe at that point. And I love this, you matter here, because you do matter here. I see your faces when the kids come around with the noisy offering, and when the kids do the service, and when we see them in church, and when we hear the babies crying. Nobody's offended by that. Everybody loves that, because we love to see the children in our church. And here's a chance to show them that they matter here, because they do. Growing up in this church, I come back to this church because Jake is here. And Anne is here. And my family is here. You're my church family. And you matter to me. And let's show these kids that we can matter to them in later years. That they're a part of this. So I'm just asking you today to consider teaching Sunday school with me. And Josie. Josie does a great job with the kids. And we got to show her that we appreciate that. And we can step up. And we can do this. And she's... And Jerry?
We got Jerry!
There you go! So it looks like a great team to me so far. So let's see if any of you can think about it today, play on it today, and step up. We can do this. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. We begin today here at the baptismal font for our senior. We are reminded of who we are and who we belong. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let's come before God seeking forgiveness in life. And let's take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you of all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins, heal our hearts, bring forth from us the harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love and healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ.
Amen.
to join us singing your call.
Preserve your people in your loving care that we may reject whatever is contrary to you, and may follow all things that sustain our life. In your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Pastor always starts every Sunday morning right there, baptismal font. One of the great lines of Martin Luther, our founder. When you wash your face, remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. I love it, lines. Reading is from Micah. Chapter 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, of calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The word of the Lord. The Psalm is 51. You take that indented portion. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. For I know my offenses, and my sin is ever before me. So you are justified when you speak and write in your judgment. Indeed, I was born steeped in wickedness, a sinner from my mother's womb. Indeed, you delight in truth. You would have me know wisdom deep within. Remove my sins with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be purer than snow.
Let me hear your
body has spoken, rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Blot out all my wickedness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And boy, did I have fun with this. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. Varieties of services, but the same Lord. Varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Again, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Love it. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, and that means all of us. Slaves are free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord and Savior, open now your saving word. Let it burn like fire within us, speak until our hearts are stirred. Hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Praise
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Maybe seated. Invite the kids to come up for kids' time.
Can it be just
just anybody? You think anybody could fill that gap? And then still forget Lexi. Just say,
no.
It doesn't matter if she comes back. I think we need to fill that gap with the important person that was there. Who? What do we need to do? We have to call to her, Lexi, come back!
Lexi, come back.
You guys do it. Lexi,
come back. Lexi.
Come back, come back. Oh, it feels so much better. We have a big circle again. Do we have any gaps?
No.
What happens if somebody tries to join us? We let them. We let them scoot in right there between us, right? What happens if we lose somebody?
Call them back.
Call them back? Get them back, right? Can we replace that person with just anybody?
No.
Hey.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think you could replace Mom twice as well as anyone else. Great job, guys. Thank you for being part of my circle. Awesome job this morning.
Please pray. Loving gracious God, we are giving you thanks for being the one who calls us, who claims us, and leads us. Help us to be a better God. We give you thanks for your word, not only the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. The friends of Christ, grace you in peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You matter here. What does that mean? What do you think? What does that mean? That you matter here when we say that. What are you hearing that? I'm asking you to respond to me.
Everybody is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. We belong.
Belong to Christ.
You matter here. What does that mean?
We all have gifts of importance.
All have gifts of importance. Value. When I started thinking about this theme, you matter here, I couldn't help but think about my own faith community growing up. Now, many of you who are sitting here have been here for a long time, some of you very short time. And your relationships are different. And this is also an opportunity to get to know and to value one another. And I got to thinking about my own church growing up, Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I've talked about this church because there was this big eye in the balcony in the stained glass window that I thought for sure was watching me every step I took in the church. The eye of God, I'm not going to get you that type of thing. Fortunately, my idea and my concept and understanding of who God is has turned out to be a much more gracious and loving person than one of judgment. That I no longer be afraid of, but also I have to embrace. But I got to thinking about the people that helped shape who I am. And I'd like to invite you to do the same thing. Now, I want you to know pastors come and go. Okay? I mean, my confirmation pastor was John Lee. And he was a young one, and I was right out of seminary. He had a beard. Maybe that's why, I don't know. He was the very first one that asked me to play guitar in church when I was a teenager. And I was just kind of learning some things then. And I remember him sitting on the edge of his chair in confirmation class or youth group. He would say, "You've got to get excited. You've got to be excited." And I go, "What? For what for?" the thing is, that's one of the images that I think of when I think of him, but he's not the most important one. So I want you to think of who were those people that told you about Jesus, that helped you come to know and love Jesus. Do you know Mabel Kenyon? Do you know Mabel? I bet you know someone like her. Mabel Kenyon was the Josie in my church growing up. She was the Sunday school superintendent. She was the one that we would bring on our birthdays, we would bring our pennies up and put in the church mission thing. Did anybody else do that when you were a kid? You know, we don't do that anymore. Nah. Anyway, but it was so. Maybe she, I don't know. So, put our pennies in for our birthdays and things like that. And so she kind of ran the show of church there. She was also a substitute elementary school teacher. She was retired. She was old as a hill from when I was growing up. She was old. She was old. Okay?
How old was she?
She was old. She was just old. But she would also be a substitute teacher, and I had this problem and I've had her sometimes as a substitute teacher, and I've had this problem of not keeping my mouth shut, talking in class. One of the things I remember her doing, you can't do this anymore. You can't do this anymore. She came up behind me and took the hair in the back of my head, right back here. Just do it. Do it to the person in front of you. Don't do it. But she came by and she was that hero. It hurts. You know? And one time she even taped my mouth shut. You can't do that anymore. Mabel Kenyon was also one of my confirmation teachers. She was the one. She shared her pain. This old person who had been around forever. My God, Mabel Kenyon. Do you know Mabel Kenyon? Do you know someone like her? Do you know George Benson?
Singer?
Huh? George Benson was once again a member of the congregation. And by memory of George, he was the president of the small bank in our little town there. My little town was only 200 people who lived on a farm in the south side of town. And but he was the president of the bank there. And I remember where he lived in this house, very modest home. But I remember him, and I had no idea why he did this. He went on a youth trip. We stayed at Oxford College in the cities. It was at that time it was a big deal going to a big city. George Benson, who I really didn't know from Adam, really in many ways, was one of the adults that went along. And the impression that had on me, that here is this man who kids were all grown, they're all gone, but he gave of himself to go on that trip with a bunch of young people to the Twin Cities. He stayed at Oxford College. I have no clue what we did. I can't remember what we did, but the thing that impresses me, or that it tells me, that somehow I wasn't mattered was that he was present. George Benson came along and was present. And in doing that, he said, "You matter. You matter. You matter." Now, I remember on my ordination day, by the way, yesterday was the anniversary of Morris and my ordination. 33 years 33 years, over half my life, I've been doing this pastor choir. But do you know Elsie Anderson? Huh? I think you know someone like her. Because Elsie, on the day of my ordination, my whole congregation, being prepared for the service and stuff, and she was coming down the aisle, and she looked like she had a mission. She looked like she had a mission. Now, I can't understand. Now, I've been gone from home now for about 12 or 13 years. And Elsie came up to me and she grabbed me by the shoulder and she said, "Randy, I've been praying for you." What? I've been praying for you. Throughout all these years, her son, Kevin, was a classmate of mine in high school. There were one of five of us in our confirmation class. I remember going to Kevin's house, to Kenny and Elsie's house, and there'd always be goodies for you to eat and to enjoy. And it was a very hospitable place. And it was always that type of atmosphere. That morning, Elsie came up to me and said, "Randy, I've been praying for you." And that struck me, because I had no idea. I mean, just think of how our prayers for all these different people that we remember every Sunday, or each and every day in our own lives, they maybe have no clue that our prayers are being lifted for them, for you, or for me. And what impact that has of remembering that. That you matter here. Those three people, there's many more, those three people are three of the ones that come to mind for me that told me as a young person growing up that I was worth something. That I mattered. That I was there. And they demonstrated that to me. And to others too. Our gospel text today, we hear of two parables. One with a lost sheep, one a lost coin. Jesus was telling these parables to the scribes and the Pharisees who were grumbling about the people that mattered to Jesus, the sinners, the outcasts. They were grumbling. He tells them these parables of the lost coin, the lost sheep. But perhaps we also have to ask who is really lost and what is really lost. We hear a story of a persistent individual's who find it worth to look for what is lost or what has been misplaced. Think of this. Woman bent over, brushing the floor, trying to find that lost coin because it was worth it. God is looking for sinners and the tax collectors, the Pharisees and the scribes. God's looking for you and for me. Even though the coin is dull, probably blends in with the dirt floor, it still has great value. When have you gotten lost? Was there a time in your life when you strayed away from God? You are a great man. We all are beloved children of God. We were lost, but now are found, and there is great joy in heaven. The main point of the story here that Jesus telling the scribes and the Pharisees is that the church leaders of that day, those ones who had had nothing to do with the sinners and tax collectors, in other words, saying, you are worth it. You don't matter. They wrote them off. No value. Not worthy. Jesus says that all people have value and worth. No exceptions. No exceptions. God will keep looking for those who are lost and even those who don't want to be found. God loves all. No exceptions. Maybe that's the point for us in our purpose as a church. Maybe our churches are to join in the sweeping and the looking for the lost ones. Huh? Maybe we are supposed to go and to look for the ones that easily are hard to find or hidden. Or lost under the dust of life. Maybe we're supposed to look for the ones no one else is willing to love. Notice the ones that are missing. Notice the ones that are missing. Because you matter here. Now God's commitment is to all the sheep that go astray, and all the coins that end up on the ground, and all the sons and daughters that run away from home. God will keep looking and waiting because we are worth it. You and I are worth it. Not just to God, but to each other. To each other. When the lost is found, when we realize that we matter here, guess what we get to do? We get to party. We get to party. Sometimes when, before church, people ask me, when I'm going to get prepared, and I say, I'm going to go put my party clothes on. These are my party clothes. I know some of you guys have these weird colored jerseys. There's a smattering of green and purple. But these are my particles for this day. These are my particles for this day. And what we get to do is we get to gather around and we get to celebrate with bread and wine. The meal. For God tells us most completely that you matter. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. For all of you. It's because you are worth it. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'm going to invite the choir to come up here now. They're going to help us sing our song.
So that your gospel is shared through their faithful leadership and living, Lord, in your mercy. Protect and reserve habitats and biospheres, especially in places damaged by natural disaster. Restore balance to deserts and oceans and polar regions and temperate areas, Lord, in your mercy. Instruct all the world's peoples, nations and governments in ways of justice, mercy, and peace. Lead us away from the idols of power, war, self-centeredness, and fear, Lord, in your mercy. Show mercy to the lost, welcome to the outsiders, and comfort to the suffering and dying. We pray for all who need your healing and constant presence, and especially today. We remember Josie, Randy and Pam, Brett, Ron, Sue, Ted, Kathy, Manuel, Joanelle, Ernie, Lexi, Jim, Kevin, Levi, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Leo, Sam, Sharon. We lift up before you the family of Beverly Singerhouse. And we lift up our companion synod, congregation in Malawi, the Balaka Parish, and Pastor Francis. And all those who we name in our hearts, Lord, in your mercy. Strengthen those who work with people in crisis. Firefighters, police officers, hospital staff, chaplains, nurses, doctors, emergency responders, staff, and counselors in rehab centers and women's shelters. Give them wisdom and compassion so that those in need are well supported and cared for. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for the beloved sheep of your fold who have died and who now find life in your eternal glory. Embrace us as we hope and rejoice in your unfailing redemption. Lord, in your mercy. Assured by your promise to hear us, we lay our prayers before your throne of grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another.
way high.
Sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The table is set. The party is ready to begin. So come and receive.
Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. And we pray together. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst by your gifts of word and holy meal. Strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing hallelujah. We sing your praises. I think what we're going to do is we're not going to do any other repeats. We're just going to go once each. Okay? I don't think I have any time.
You know what time it is?
Love.
Jesus. Rome.